May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn number 29. Number 29. Descend from heaven, celestial dove, with flames of pure seraphic love, our ravished breasts inspire, fountain of joy, blessed paraclete, warm our cold hearts with heavenly heat, and set our souls on fire. Hymn number 29.
Thank you. read together from the most holy word of God, from the Gospel according to John and the 14th chapter. The Gospel according to John, chapter 14. Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you for ever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, therefore he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us the reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious, and almighty Lord God, Thou hast spared our unworthy lives to gather once again in thy courts on this another Sabbath day. Thou hast not dealt with us according to our sins. In wrath thou hast remembered mercy. And as thou hast raised us up each again this Sabbath morning, brought us in peace and safety into thy courts, we thank thee for it. We're still upon praying ground. The door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. And may we be found amongst those that know their need, been brought to feel it, the blessed Spirit working within them, truly convinced of sin, desiring Christ. Oh, they might be found like those Greeks of old. Sirs, we would see Jesus. As we're spared to gather, oh, may it please, it might be with them with that living desire, that true hunger and thirst after thee and after thy righteousness. If we're brought to feel to be that beggar poor at mercy's door, then shall we not come with a desire? We long for a word from thee, long to see thy smile and feel thy touch. But oh, we thank thee that there is that new and living way whereby poor sinners may approach unto thee. And so as we're brought into thy courts and now at the footstool of mercy, is it not through a precious Christ? Is it not through that which thou hast accomplished in our room, place, and stead? And thou art our glorious High Priest, our Advocate with the Father. Oh, may it please thee then. To come, yes, whether we speak audibly, or whether it is those silent petitions from the pew, but are with a needy, with a need, a burdened spirit. Ah, to come boldly unto the throne of grace. Oh, when we view that glorious high priest there, that truly has a feeling for us in all our infirmities, was tempted at all points like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Oh, not the fleshly boldness, but that boldness which, as the Spirit indites that prayer in our heart, as the Spirit breathes upon us all that hymn we had just now, what a mercy if we we prove the that breath of life as the Spirit breathes upon our dry bones. Ah, that gale of thy grace, that enabling grace. Yes, have to go again. Ah, looking alone unto Jesus, the author and finish of our faith. Oh, how oftentimes we feel to be in such dark places, tried of the adversary. Ah, and what unbelief we find rises up. And how we find, we're so dependent upon the Spirit to breathe upon us. So do breathe upon us, Lord, we plead. Breathe upon us each, according to our need. According to our need. But, O Lord, we would not be unmindful of those that are unable to be here. Some, Lord, thou knowest, they feel they cannot venture out. Go to them where they are, we plead. Those also with those duties which cannot be avoided, go to them likewise. And those, Lord, we plead for them on beds of affliction. Thou hast laid them aside. Oh, we plead, go to them also, but sweeten all the pain. Make their bed for them. Sanctify the path. Do bless all the means used for their good. May it yet please thee. Restore them to their wonted place. Thou knowest their wonted place, their desire to be found in thy courts. But when beds of affliction, we find, on the one hand, we can come sometimes like the psalmist of old. It was good that I was afflicted, before I was afflicted I went astray. But on the other hand, sometimes we find we're like that bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. So we kick and struggle. But sanctify the path. May they prove yet it's amongst those all things that work together for good to them that are called according to thy purpose. Those whom thou hast loved from all eternity. For do we not prove each one? Sometimes it's in bodily affliction. Sometimes it's in trials and tribulations in the pathway. Paths of providence. Things in the families, Lord, thou knowest. Through much tribulation. Through much tribulation. Even those things in the churches. Through much tribulation. Ye shall enter the kingdom. Through much tribulation. Thy word declares it. But may we each prove. In tribulations and trials. Perhaps it is that thorn in the flesh, even as the apostle had to prove the messenger of Satan sent to buffet him. But that which he desired naturally, wanted it removed. But may it please. That's our natural thought. We want smooth paths. We don't want tribulations and trials, whatever the form is. But may we each prove my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. So to remember those, each and every one in their various trials and tribulations, and especially afflictions of the body, and of the mind and of the spirit. Go to them where they are. May they feel that thou truly art the God of all comfort, the Father of mercies. But do remember the dear young friends, what a dark and evil day in which our lot is cast, and certainly theirs. Oh, may it please thee, hedge them about, watch over them. Oh, work in their hearts mightily whilst young in years. Thy tender fear, put it there, Lord. Ah, we read in thy word, the fear of the Lord is a beginning of wisdom. Oh, may they know that. Ah, yes, naturally man has a certain amount of wisdom according as thou hast given it to him. But oh, to be taught and led of the Spirit even from the very child. Oh, may it please thee so to do. Take them in hand. Oh, and having to call upon thee in their times of trouble. And perhaps they feel it is a time of trouble. As things as regards their education, the pathway even there. What changes and what turmoil and disruption there has been. Lord, we plead for parents that, yes, perhaps they've not been used to having to conduct, as it were, that education in their own homes. Yes, some have, and we thank thee that some have been able to and done so. But others, Lord, perhaps they feel it is so difficult. They feel unfit for the task, unequal to the task. Lord, we plead for them. Ah, we plead for them, so do remember them. And remember those in the midst of life that bear the heat and burden of the day. And certainly there are cares and troubles and sorrows and difficulties and with those things which thou hast caused to come. Yes, even as regards that virus, what changes it has wrought. What changes it has wrought in most, yes, and perhaps in the pathway of every one of us, in those varied and various measures. And perhaps it is certainly a path that has not been walked heretofore. Oh, do grant each one that help. Manage all. Oh, may they prove that in these things the government of their affairs, their personal affairs, rests upon thy shoulder. Oh, their government. Ah, may they prove that, yes, as that one that governs perfectly. And that even those crosses and crooks and dark places are amongst those things which are worked together for our good. They're amongst those all things. Strange and mysterious paths at times, but they're amongst those all things. But, O Lord, we're apt to fret. We're apt to murmur and repine. But, O Lord, may we prove there is a shepherd that goes before his sheep. And he leadeth them forth with that right way, that they might go unto that city of habitation, whose builder and maker is God. Remember those in the even time of their life. They feel the mud-walled cottage shake. Oh, may they prove those everlasting arms underneath them. And those that are brought down to the swellings of Jordan, that last great battle. Ah, may they prove there. The battle is not yours, but God's. That thou art that one. Truly there have been those everlasting arms underneath them. That one that has borne them all the days of old. And has said in his word, and they proved it into that time. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Oh, never leave thee, nor forsake thee. But as a proving of it. There they prove the foe. Ah, what a foe. But oh, may they prove. Ah, that even there the elder shall serve the younger. And so do you remember those that are brought down to the end of their days. They feel it so. The grasshopper becomes a burden. Ah, they look for that better country. But oh, such unbelief is stirred up when the adversary is at the right hand to resist them. They even wonder whether they will make shipwreck of faith. They wonder whether they have any faith. Oh, Lord, do comfort their hearts. Comfort their hearts. Draw near and speak the word. bring to their remembrance all the words which thou hast spoken unto them. And do remember any that walk in singular paths. Perhaps they feel no one ever touches upon my path. No one understands my path. But oh, may they prove like Job. He knoweth. One that is all wisdom and knowledge and understanding. He knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Do remember then, we plead, the churches and people, the church and people here that gather, and the little hills of Zion, Lord, we're ministered and brought low. What desolations we have seen. Oh, what rebellions. Things hard to be understood, and some of us we've walked such deep and difficult paths, we've drunk the wine of astonishment. But, O Lord, as churches and people, do yet revive us again. Restore, revive, bring back. Ah, yes, bring back. And prodigals, Lord, thou knowest prodigals that have left thy courts here, perhaps many years ago in the little hills of Zion throughout this nation. Or perhaps through these things which thou hast caused to come in the way of judgment. It might be a voice unto them. A voice unto them, perhaps it has brought them into great need. Ah, brought to see that they have no continuing city here. There's death and decay stamped upon it all. Fain would eat the husks that they gave to the swine. Ah, an aching void that the world cannot fill. Lord, bring them in like those Greeks then. But the sirs, we would see Jesus, bring them in like that one that could only smite upon his breast and cry, God, be merciful to a sinner. And oh, yes, in that way of judgment as we see it, awaken many sinners round to come and fill the places, such as thou hast a purpose of grace towards. Hasten that time, we plead. Work in the hearts of many, if it could please thee. Oh, we see, do we not, at the moment, it seems men's hearts are hardened. We see the arrogancy of our government. Ah, yes, we hear such words as this, we will beat this virus. We will beat it. Ah, do they not? Yeah, they don't. They don't realize it is Almighty God they're speaking against, contending with. And so we plead, do yet soften the hearts of our leaders. May they yet be brought to call, yes, for a national day of prayer. May they likewise seek counsel of thee. Ah, there might be a turning once again unto thee. It might be once again said of this nation, righteousness exalteth a nation, this nation. But certainly sin is a reproach for any people. We are a reproach. We've turned thee the back and not the face. We sin against light and knowledge. Hear the cries of the remnant. And may it stir us up to cry more earnestly. We can soon settle upon our lees. Confessing oneself, it certainly is, when things go smoothly. We soon settle upon our lees. We soon become rich and have need of nothing. But oh, may it please thee through these things. Then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles. Then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles. Oh, stir us up then. Stir us up. We need that stirring up like the eagle that stirreth up her nest. To cry most earnestly as regards this sinful nation. We believe it is because of that remnant that hast stayed thy hand. Thou hast not destroyed us because of that remnant. But, O Lord, may we be found amongst that remnant. Leave us not to complacency. Leave us not to what will be, will be. That's the state of things. We cannot do anything about it. But oh, to realize that there is a God of judgment, but also there is a God of mercy. And so, like it was with Abraham of old, if 50 righteous may be found, wilt thou spare this city? And thou didst say thou wouldst spare the city. And then down to that 10. If 10 righteous may be found, wilt thou spare this city? And thou didst say thou wouldst spare the city. Thy hand is stretched out, still we acknowledge it. We see the springing forth of the crops of the earth. We saw in the past year there was a harvest granted. We thank thee for it, food for both man and beast, according to thy promise. Ah, day and night, seed time and harvest, summer and winter shall not cease. Thou shall not cease whilst the earth remaineth. Thy promise. We see once again the springing forth of those crops of the earth and the promise that, ah, yes, there might be a harvest yet, and we plead that it might be so. Ah, truly in wrath thou hast remembered mercy. But, oh, turn us once again, O Lord, and we shall be turned. But, O Lord, we would not be unmindful of all those mercies which we receive. Our paths are strewn with mercies, are they not? They're more than can be numbered when we think of those thoughts thou hast towards us. More than can be numbered. We've lacked nothing. Great has been thy faithfulness even this morning, even to this moment of time. Favoured with sleep and rest, the quietness and comfort of our home. Thou hast given us that sufficient to eat for the good of our bodies. Granted unto us journeying mercies, whether near or far. And now, O Lord, favoured to gather in thy courts, we thank thee for that freedom that thy doors, the doors of thy courts remain open. Maintain this privilege to us, we plead. And we would not be unmindful that it is because of thy goodness and thy mercy. Yes, many things are closed, but thou hast maintained unto us the open doors, and as thou hast favoured us to gather, oh, may it please thee, send none empty away. Do us each good, satisfy us with thy goodness, grant, we plead, a crumb of thy mercy, a sip from the well of salvation. All that might go on our ways rejoicing. All to lift up the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Oh, perhaps that one that walks in darkness and has no light. Oh, a little encouragement, trust in the Lord and stay upon his God. Oh, as we read even that psalm at our own prayer meeting, came to our mind, why art thou cast down on my soul? What is disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. He who is the health of my countenance and my God. Precious truths, comforting truths, supporting truths. The one that does walk in darkness. Press with the enemy. Bow down with sorrows. Yes, even like Jacob, all these things are against me. Oh, may it please thee then, speak the word only. Perhaps one even this day, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And perhaps one that feels me bound, loose him, loose her and let them go. Oh, we plead, the work is thine, the power is thine. So do help us now. This poor one we feel to be so empty. Pour in that we may pour out. And may there be truly a portion for 7 and a portion for 8. Pardon and forgive then our many, many sins, our often failings, our constant shortcomings. Wash us each in thy precious blood. We plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
In 574, what a precious needful thing is the Lord and Saviour. Zion shall his mercy sing, now henceforth and ever. In him a rich fullness dwells, and is freely given. Law and conscience Jesus quells, crooked things makes even. In 574.
Seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn to the chapter we read, John's Gospel, chapter 14, and read verses 26 and 27. John's Gospel, chapter 14, reading verses 26 and 27. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What soul-supporting truths are found in the Gospel of John. We know it is throughout the Word of God. But are these chapters, as John was moved by the Spirit, for it is the Word of God left on record for us. Yes, it began, did it not, that chapter? And what a mercy if we should be amongst those that are brought to see that this present evil world is but a place of our sojourn, as the Spirit has wrought in our hearts that good thing. That, yes, it is just a place of our sojourn, path which we have to tread according to his divine purposes, his sovereignty. A promise there at the beginning of that chapter, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. To have the Holy Spirit seal these truths upon our heart in this dark and evil day in which our lot is cast. To be comforted under it. Yes, for we live in a day, do we not, as we see the Lord's hand going out against this nation and the nations of the earth. And our plea is that by these things, these terrible things in righteousness, there might be that wrought in the heart of one another, yea, many, if it could please Almighty God, to be brought to consider their latter end, and to realize of a truth, it is just a sojourn here. It is but a waste howling wilderness. But there is this glorious prospect. A glorious prospect indeed. And it's when the Spirit seals these truths upon our heart, it comes to the Comforter, does it not? Yes, we cannot take the word to ourselves, we cannot comfort ourselves with the Word of God. It is by the Spirit, the blessed Spirit. But we're going too far ahead. The Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. We read, do we not, and we verily believe. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Three in one, yet one in three. The mystery of godliness. Man tries to delve into it. Comes up with their thoughts, imaginations of their heart. But we can only go so far as the Spirit leads us into these truths. But may the blessed Spirit teach us, be our divine teacher. Our divine teacher. For none can teach like the Holy Spirit. None can lead into those truths as recorded in the Word of God, but the Spirit. Man, yes, according to his wisdom, and yes, man has been given wisdom and he can understand it as far as he can naturally. But those spiritual things are hidden from him. Hidden from man's natural wisdom. When we think of that one Yeti of old. Didn't have that measure of natural wisdom. truly is taught of the Spirit. We think of Suki Harley. Didn't have the benefit of a great deal of learning here below in, as regards this time state, what many would have in our day. But they were taught of the Spirit. They were taught of the Spirit. Ah, where does your religion and mine, where does it stand? Does it stand just in natural learning? Or has the Spirit begun that good work in your heart? Has the Spirit taken up that abode? Taken up that abode in your heart, yes, an unworthy dwelling for such a glorious guest. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. You've been brought there, yes. Brought to that place, yes. I've got a natural learning. I can know these things as far as I can by natural my mind and the strength of my mind. But oh, reveal these things to me, seal them upon my heart as regards, yes, this one whom the gospel speaks. And is it not because the Spirit convinces of sin? Is it not because the Holy Ghost reveals to one the wretchedness of their heart, their total depravity according to their conception and their birth? The Holy Spirit showing to one or another, one thrice holy, yes, perhaps in measure through the lattice of the gospel, the Spirit has begun to open up your understanding. Here a little, there a little, line upon line and precept upon precept. You come like even this poor one, I know I've said it before, but those lines, Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal to me, in that personal way, yes, perhaps in our unregeneracy we've looked upon another and we thought, well, we're not as bad as this one or as bad as that one. We haven't gone so far in those outward things. But oh, have you been shown the hidden needs was your heart? Can't point the finger then, because you see what a catalogue there is in your own heart. Thoughts, intents, may not have put it into practice, but the thought and intent of the heart has made you tremble. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. No, some, yes, they seem to have a religion that goes a long way. They've known not the work of the Spirit. They can speak of Christ, they can speak of God, and perhaps they can mention the Holy Ghost, but they know nothing of that operation of the Holy Ghost within. Yes, their natural strength of mind, as it were, says, well, you've only got to believe it. There is a word. There is a word. There is the gospel. They hear it, and it seems it's no more than the natural ear. It doesn't enter into the heart by faith. They have no need of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I heard one speak not so long ago, and I thought, well, they stand in a solemn place as if it was all down to man, man's ability to accept or deny, to take or leave. Man's ability. Ah, yes. But oh, if you're found like Suki Harley and that one Yeti, what a mercy is not left to man's ability. It I will work, and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? When we think of that, dear Yeti, that little account of that one, no doubt you all know of it. Ah, yes, was that wrought in him by the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit revealed to him his need. Same with Suki Harley. When we refer to Suki Harley, she couldn't even read. And such was that wrought in her by the Spirit that she wanted, I believe, as a neighbour, to teach her to read. I believe she'd heard of the Word of God, and she wanted to read it. But oh, how, as she was, sought that help, that the Lord might send one to help her to read it. No doubt there was also that in her heart, I understand not what I read. Thy the Ethiopian eunuch, understandest what thou readest? When Philip was sent down to him in that desert place, understandest what thou readest? You know that chapter he's reading, the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. It spake of Christ, one that was to come, that one that offered himself once and for all, to bore the sin of many. He read it. Understandest what thou readest? How can I? His answer was, except some man should guide me. Well, it wasn't just Philip. It was under the power of the Holy Spirit. Philip being the instrument. It wasn't Philip in his ability. Ah, yes, the powers of oratory or persuasion. Philip was but the instrument sent by Almighty God. The Holy Spirit was the one that sealed these truths, those truths upon his heart, gave Philip that understanding and that manner to speak to that one according to his need. Ah, yes, Philip went up into that chariot with him. And under the power of the Spirit, both within the one that spake and in the one that desired to hear, the Spirit moving within them both. Ah, and there was that wrought. Like it was then with Yedi, desired to know a precious Christ. Ah, we read, that account of him there where that night. He was so favoured, was he not? That sight by faith as the Spirit opened it up to his understanding, to his joy and rejoicing. Didn't want to be disturbed. Ah, on that night he was taken home to glory. Taken home to glory, but he is brought to this. I've seen yon lovely man. I've seen yon lovely man. Ah, where's our religion stand? Does it stand in the... That which is just by carnal reasoning, natural learning, has been that wrought in your heart. Yes, and that's what we plead as those that take the Sabbath school. No doubt that is their desire, that those labours, the labours of those that so do, the Spirit might attend those labours. There might be that sown in the heart whilst young in years. Oh, what a mercy it has been so. Even now, one young in years. The Word of God, that good seed sown there, taking deep root downward, that's a work of the Spirit. We plead it might be so. The work of the Spirit. Ah, and when that work of the Spirit it opens up, as we said just now, to your understanding and mine, our total depravity, our desperate need, showing to you a thrice holy God, one holy, holy, holy. You long for divine reality. Ah, and there'll be that groaning being burdened. That's the Spirit causing you to groan. That's the Spirit leading and teaching you into all truth as it is in Jesus. Man naturally can have a sense of sin. It's a mercy indeed if there's that natural sense of sin and wrongdoing. But oh, when you see that you've offended a holy and a heart-searching God, a God that will not at all acquit the wicked. Oh, you're come, I quoted those lines I believe earlier, Spirit of truth, come down, reveal to me. Reveal to me the things of God. Make to me salvation known and witnessed with the blood. Reveal to me. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will, there's a promise, poor sinner, that one that lives to feel his need, that one that's found at the footstool of mercy, groaning on account of his sins, his never-dying soul, his eternity. The shells and wills of Jehovah, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Ah, do you feel the lack then? That knowledge, plead for it. Ah, we read, do we not, in James' epistle, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth unto all men liberally, and upbraideth not. Ah, lacking wisdom, feeling to need it, because you groan, being burdened on account of sin. Ah, the Blessed Spirit will give you that spirit of prayer and supplications. And what a mercy when we look upon that. Do you find, many a time that warfare, the old man of sin, that great company with, yes, the old man of sin within, that great company without, all conspiring against you. What do we see in the Shulamite, but the company of two armies? You find it so. Ah, I believe we spake it in prayer. The elder shall serve the younger. The elder shall serve the younger. The old man of sin and the new man of grace. Warfare though. And in that warfare, which is a warfare which is beyond you and me, what a warfare it is. But the Blessed Spirit will give you that spirit of grace and supplications. Enable you to go into the closet and pour out your heart before the Lord if you've found it so recently. Perhaps those events of the past year and this year. Ah, the Lord through often through things such as that, and in our own personal paths, we proved it so. Tribulations and trials, whether it is national or in those personal ways, the Lord uses these things to awaken by terrible things in righteousness. And perhaps it's brought you there. You've had to go into the closet again and again to pour out the heart before the Lord. The Spirit giving you that to speak and that to plead. And perhaps it's brought you to this. Just those few words, Lord, help me. Man can put many words together. And he thinks, yes, as that natural, perhaps in that way, a proud spirit put a prayer together and it suits the natural mind. The proud flesh, but oh, when that poor one humbled on the mighty hand of God, Lord, help me. Lord, undertake for me. Show me thy salvation. Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Few words. And perhaps it is at times like this, well, what a mercy that even those groanings, the Spirit gives those groanings. If you've been brought there right down to the end of everything, groaning before the Lord. He sees the fallings of the tear, the burden of a sigh, the upward glancing of the eye when none but God is near. One that groans being burned, the groanings of the prisoner. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you. He shall teach you all things. Look not then to your own understanding. Look not to natural wisdom, thankful we are for it, naturally. Yes, it's necessary for the things of life. We thank God for it. And the word of his grace is spiritually discerned. It's hidden from the naturally wise, but when the Spirit opens up your understanding, it is even unto the most simple. They may feel, and you may feel, well, I'm one amongst those simple ones. Amongst those simple ones. You read that account then of Suki Harley. You read that little account of Yeti. The simple. The simple. Those that feel their need. Yes. Welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead, the foulest sinner. That's brought to feel his need. The Spirit has wrought in him. Yes, I'm undone. Woe is me. Woe is me. I am undone. I am wretched. I am black but all. Black but comely. Black but comely. Oh, when we read that in the Song of Solomon. Oh, when the Spirit takes one so black, draws them by his sweet resistless grace, draws them because it is this, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, loving kindness, I draw thee. And draws them. And they begin to run. Run, why? Because it's necessity. Great need. That running is not in that way through the natural one thinking, well, yes, I'll run, I'll do this and do that, and I'll yes, it's no more than the strength of one's own arm and one's legs.
draw me, and we'll run after thee. So it is dependent upon the Spirit. Dependent upon the Spirit. So where does our religion stand? Where's mine stand? Ah, oh, and that one then has brought out of nature's darkness, and the Spirit takes up that abode in their heart. They'll have need of this blessed Spirit down to the end of their days. They'll have need of this blessed Spirit, yes, to bring them home to glory, to save them from the rocks and shells. They'll have need of this blessed Spirit. Like it was with oneself even in this past week. Ah, yes. What a mercy. We read, do we not? We read this morning, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you, this blessed Comforter. I felt in such darkness, such a tried path it seemed. All these things seem to be against me again. Ah, and you prove like, and perhaps under one that's been many years in the way. Find you groan like Jacob, all these things are against me. You find the truth of the word, ah, days of darkness shall be many. You'll have need of the blessed Spirit down to the end of our days. Down to the end of our days. But I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Remind me of those words we read in Paul's epistle to the Hebrews. Lo, I'm with you always. No, not those. That was at the end of Matthew's gospel. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. But those words in Paul's epistle to the Hebrews. For he hath said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. So when the Spirit takes that abode, quickens that poor sinner. Ah, it shall be to bring them home to glory. It shall be to lead them and teach them again and again. Ah, to reveal to them again and again those things out of his precious truths. Bringing to your remembrance and mine. Do you find, like those of old used to say, how solemn it is, but folly we can still retain. Do you find it so? It's trying, is it not? Troubling. It's burdensome, but folly we can still retain. Sometimes the word of God seems easily forgotten. But oh, what a mercy if that has been sealed upon your heart and mine. The word of his grace, those promises, those blessings which are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. This same verse. That one that teaches, yes, instructs, and brings into that way of salvation, revealing a precious Christ to them in all his beauty, in all his fullness. Come again and again and reveal Christ to them. Oh, reveal Christ to them. And do we not prove some of us sweet in the moments rich in blessing, which before the cross we spend, life and health and peace possessing from the sinner's dying friend. So when the Spirit takes up that abode and leads you into all truth, it is through that which Christ hath done. Ah, yes, the eternal Father, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and all the Father give me shall come to me, and they shall come. And the Spirit will reveal to them that way of salvation. Reveal to them our precious Christ, their hope of glory. He'll reveal to them Oh, those things that were accomplished in the Garden of Gethsemane and upon the cross at Calvary. They shall likewise look upon one whom they have pierced. They shall look upon one whom they have pierced. Ah, and the Spirit will reveal to them that finished work. The law satisfied in every jot and tittle. Oh, the Spirit will bring to remembrance, yes, as we said just now, I've had been in such darkness in the past week. But oh, when the Spirit once again draws near and comforts, yes, and it is a comfort, is it not, to know when it is revealed again that salvation, a perfect salvation, the law satisfied in every jot and tittle, sin put away, cast into the depths of the sea to be seen no more. Ah, when that poor sinner, by the Holy Spirit, sees that precious blood sprinkled upon the doorpost and the lintel of their heart, that precious blood. And when through the lattice of the gospel, yes, that desire might be this, sanctify my soul on thy salvation. And the Lord is pleased to speak, I am thy salvation. I am thy salvation. Yes, I am thy salvation. The Comforter, the blessed Comforter, but the Comforter which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. In my name. Ah, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said. Ah, and some of us have had to prove, have we not? Yes, sometimes days of darkness and trial and tribulation, we wonder whether we've set out in the right way. We wonder whether we've ever heard the truth in its reality, divine reality, and the comfort of it. When storms and troubles come, when difficulties attend the path, you wonder whether you make shipwreck of faith. If you have any faith, even that seems to be so low at times. But the Lord, yes, by his blessed Spirit, draws near, and you prove the God of all comfort and the Father of mercies. And he brings your remembrance, and I may have spoken of this before, but oh, I can remember once I was so taunted of the adversary. In affliction's path. And oh, I went night after night. I had such bad heads at the time. Went on night after night, and I used to have to get up. It was so bad. And try and use a cold compress to try and ease the pain. And how long for the Lord to appear. Darkness seemed to be the path, dark of the night, dark of the day. I can remember pleading night after night, the Lord might grant sleep and rest. And it seemed it shut out my voice. Shut it out my voice. And then one night it was so bad, the adversary there, the right hand to resist. And these words, curse God and die. Curse God and die. Awful words. And I had to hold onto my mouth. I literally put my hand over my mouth. Curse God and die. And I trust then the Spirit enabled me to groan, to pour out the heart before the Lord. Necessity there. Ah, the necessity there was so great. Words were few, but the Lord enabled me by the Spirit to venture again. And the Lord heard. And in that moment of time, I can remember it now, the Lord made all his goodness pass before me in the way. That was the Spirit, the Comforter, the promise of that one. Oh, perhaps one or another feels me in a dark place. The faith is tried. Ah, that good shepherd and bishop of your souls, that's borne you all the days of old, will not leave you to the hand of the enemy. Didn't leave Job to the hand of the enemy. No doubt Job, in the midst of that trial, he thought, well, what more? How much deeper? It was a dark path, was it not, to him? But he knoweth. He could say, he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Like Job, yes, he proved the goodness of his God. Like this poor sinner that night, when the Lord, by the Spirit, the Comforter, and it was in moments of time, made all his goodness pass before me. Oh, there was a time of rejoicing. Yes, for a moment I had the best few hours sleep I'd ever had. For a long time, the blessed Comforter, the truth of it, may you likewise, well, we know not how one or another's and the path they're walking in. May it be an encouragement to you. Yes, the Comforter will come. Whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Yes, those things he has spoken, and the way he's led you. Past deliverances, past helps. All his goodness pass before you. Then you know a little of that peace I leave with you. The time has gone, we've got the ordinance to attend to. But peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Yes, friends may try to comfort. My dear one, yes, did all she could, but all in that night when the adversary seemed to be as that one, right at my right hand, curse God and die. But blessed be God, wasn't left to curse God. Yes, you may feel you're brought close to it at times, but the Comforter. The promise is here, whom the Father, yes, whom the Father will send in my name, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And then, yes, you may yet have to wait. But wait on, poor sinner. Groan on. The Spirit will give you those groanings, and he'll enable you to go to the footstool of mercy with those groanings. But your advocate with the Father, Christ, will present those petitions before his Father. As your glorious High Priest, your advocate, deliverance will yet come. Deliverance will yet come. And then that peace of God, that peace which ours, we such as now the world may, those of round about you might try to give you a little comfort. And perhaps those in the world might see that you're troubled and speak a kindly word to you. But this peace, when the Lord speaks, yes, to this poor sinner that night, the Lord didn't speak. But oh, I felt that presence of the Lord. I felt the presence and the promise to be true. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. We'll leave it there. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Burgess will administer the Lord's Supper shortly and preach again this afternoon at 2:30. And on Tuesday, Mr. Timothy Parish is expected to preach. And next Lord's Day, again, Mr. Timothy Parish at 10:30 and 6:00. And he also hopes to address the Sunday School in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 1149. 1149. What think you of Christ is the test, to try both your state and your scheme. You cannot be right in the rest, unless you think rightly of him. As Jesus appears in your view, as he is beloved or not, so God is disposed to you, and mercy or wrath is your lot. Hymn 1149.
Thank you.
be pleased to bless those few rambling remarks this morning. Scattered remarks, but Lord, may they be truly of Thee. And by the blessed Spirit, the Comforter, be sealed upon the heart of one and another as that precious word of Thy grace in their need, according to their desire, their longing, their pathway of life, Lord, that it might be so. And so we plead Thy blessing upon it, that Thy word might remain, and by the Spirit, opened up to their understanding even yet. They might take home something and beat it out. Perhaps even in the days to come might do their soul good, according to Thy good pleasure, according to Thy mind and will. Cover the mantle of Thy forgiving love over all Thou hast heard and seen amiss. And do help us now as we gather around Thy table. Lord, lift us above those things which we, yes, perhaps find in a way, perhaps burdensome in measure, but Lord, we thank Thee that we can partake of those things, those emblems, in remembrance of a precious Christ, and what it cost Thee, the Lord of life and glory, to redeem from the hand of the enemy such as Thou wilt save, we might be found amongst them. Lord, bless it to us, we plead, but help us there. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.